This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Morocco is a country famous for its crafts, rugs, lamps, jewelry, and mosaics. And there's a growing market for those kinds of handmade products outside Morocco. But if you're an artist with limited access to the internet or you don't know English, an e-commerce site like Etsy doesn't really work. Alex Schmidt reports from Morocco on a homegrown project that tries to connect artists directly to buyers.
In the small village of Eight Hamza in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco, electricity is scarce, but 3G internet is usually available. Weaver Kenza Ularda is demonstrating her process for displaying one of her co-op's rugs online.
I go to the tape.
Ularda heads the co-op, which has 20 members, all women. The steps she takes on the website are clearly indicated with large numbers and simple photos, but there are no letters.
It's easy for all the artisans because we can work by pictures.
Morocco is famous for its artisan crafts, rugs, lamps, jewelry, mosaic. Tourists often return home with suitcases full of spoils. A new founder, Dan Driscoll, and some colleagues were working as Peace Corps volunteers a few years ago in Morocco. They noticed that many artisans were living in poverty. Some make only around $100 a month.
No one wants to become an artisan because there's no money in it. You can only sacrifice so much to really preserve your cultural heritage. You know, so if nothing changes, and the artisan sector just won't exist anymore in 20 years.
The Anew site addresses the technological hurdle of posting to the web, but that's just the first step in a much bigger process of becoming actual business owners. In essence, to use Anew, artisans are taking on the additional roles of the vilified middleman, and that's no easy task. Marcia Dixon is a professor of fashion and apparel studies at the University of Delaware.
Middlemen in general do perform a service. You know, a lot of times an artisan might have trouble pricing to make sure that all their input costs are covered. They also, middlemen have often acted in the role of what we call culture brokers, helping the artisans understand what customers in the U.S. or Europe want.
But Dan Driscoll says it's imperative that artisans take on these roles. And Anew is helping them do it. The site lets artisans get feedback on their designs. And there's now a whole infrastructure of artisan trainers and workshops on how to set prices.
If we're really focused on trying to, you know, ensure that artisans are empowered to lift themselves out of poverty, they have to take full control over their business. How do you do your marketing? How do you take pictures of your product? How do you tell your own story? And if you can get artisans to do that, they can get the full market value of their products.
Right now, 400 Moroccan artisans are represented on Anew. The site's managers are planning to spread the system throughout the country and perhaps expand internationally. Driscoll says artisans from as far away as Kenya, India, and Brazil are clamoring to use the system. In Eight Hamza, I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.